Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hooray!
Yay! Welcome back.
Whoa, okay.
Together again. So happy to be with you. Just so you know, this is a pre-recorded program. We recorded it earlier this week so we could all enjoy Thanksgiving holiday and weekend with our families. However, lots of new information here for you, some phone calls from the past and some special guests in the studio from Longevity and Bella Medica, our other clinic as well. So lots
yes,
of information.
The beautiful part of the clinic.
And we are going to talk more about that a little bit later in this hour. So wanted to make sure you knew that so that you don't make that phone call trying to get through live today. You won't be able to do that, but you will be able to next week. All right. But thank you for joining us. Hope you had a wonderful time with loved ones for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Bet you got some leftovers in that fridge.
That's what everybody says. Leftovers
yeah,
are the best.
I love the leftovers. Those are good. But we were just talking about, at the end of our last hour, senescent cells.
Senescent cells.
Yes, senescent cells. So, Dr. Mixon, let's continue on.
We got a whole load of those after the food that we
ate. Oh, I bet we do. And zombie cells and all sorts of that. So.
That's right.
Let's continue getting some information on what this is and how it affects us and our bodies.
Okay. Well, senescent cells are senile, if you will.
Makes sense. Senile cells.
That's right. These are cells that have reached the end of their reproductive lifespan. But unlike normal cells, when they get to the end of their lifespan, they're supposed to die and get broken apart. And then the components get reused to make new cells. Hmm. But senescent cells reach the end of the reproductive lifespan, and instead of dying, they undergo a metamorphosis in which they change their shape, they change their chemistry, and instead of sending out triggers to grow and heal and repair, they send out anti-growth, anti-healing, pro-inflammation signals. And those signals prevent the healthy cells in their environment from growing and healing. Now, this is a lifelong issue for some of us, but when you're young, you're in your teens and 20s, senescent cells only survive about 2 days, day and a half to 2 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So when a cell tries to become senescent, your immune system rapidly recognizes that it's not supposed to be there and destroys it.
Okay.
So you make senescent cells, but you don't keep them.
I'm thinking of a bug zapper in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that, huh?
Kinda.
Maybe.
But as you age, two things are happening. One, you start making more senescent cells.
Yeah.
You make them faster, so the load is coming up. And instead of being disappeared in a day and a half to 2 days, they last about 2.5 weeks on average.
Oh, wow. So they're hanging around longer.
And not only that, but they're accumulating. They're piling up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the cells that you would make, you know, say 10 a day, now because you're older, you're making 30 a day. But instead of accumulating them for a day and a half, which would get you up to maybe 45 cells. No. Now you're going to accumulate for 2.5 weeks. Mm. Which gets you up to thousands of cells.
Right.
And so older people have a much higher senescent cell load because our immune system isn't as good at finding and killing them, and we make them quicker.
Yeah.
And here's the other kicker. Senescent cells trigger the production of new senescent cells from otherwise healthy cells.
Mm. Ooh.
So the more senescent cells you've got, the more senescent cells you make.
Yeah.
Because the chemical signals they're putting out actually prevent healthy cells from growing and repairing and instead converts them to senescent cells.
No wonder you call it zombie cells.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to remember it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the big worry with senescent cells is if they continue to build up, you heal and repair slower and slower and slower, and you accumulate more and more and more senescent cells. And at some point, your tissues are unable to continue to reproduce. And you start going downhill. Your muscles start to shrink. Your bones are thinning out. Your brain is going bad. Kidneys, eyes, heart all start to go downhill. And when that process begins, something we call sarcopenia, you basically slide down into oblivion and die. Mm.
Mm.
Not a good thing to
happen. Sad.
Yes. Yeah. So the trick is interfere with the production of the senescent cells as much as we can. And then get rid of them periodically so that your senescent load drops and your healthy cells are able to kick into high gear and start growing and healing and repairing and making the healthy tissue that you need. So we've now got some therapies that we treat you 3 days each week for 3 weeks. So a total of 9 days of therapy over a 3 week period. And that will lower your senescent cell load by anywhere from 70 to 80 some percent. So it's a big decline in senescent cells. And for many people, that's enough. When we do that in addition to our regular therapy with the hormone balancing and the, you know, looking for inflammation and nutrition and supplements, knocking down their senescent cell load for some people is just a gigantic change all by itself. They
just
don't need anything
needed.
Else.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the first addition to our regular longevity program. We have the regular longevity program, and then a growing number of people are doing senescent cell therapy.
Okay. So that's what you ask for, senescent cell therapy. Okay.
Now, there is another step that can be done, which is to use exosomes from very young tissue. These are exosomes that are extracted from the stem cells found in umbilical cords and placentas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so
we're finished with after we have our baby.
That's right. You
we
have your baby and most people
throw
it away and it goes in the garbage and
it's
wasted.
Gone.
Instead, what these labs will do is they monitor these mothers very carefully. They're doing all the viral testing and stuff on them to make sure there's no communicable diseases. They harvest their placenta at cesarean section. So not from a vaginal delivery, only a C-section under sterile conditions. And they take that placenta out and then they macerate it. They chop it up very, very finely and they extract stem cells from it. They grow the stem cells in broth, and then they harvest the exosomes produced by the stem cells. Stem cells, when you're using other people's stem cells, they don't really grow into your tissue anyway.
Okay.
They produce exosomes.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And it's the exosomes being produced by the stem cell that does the healing and the repair. Many doctors are now saying we shouldn't call them stem cells because they're really medicinal signaling cells.
That's right. They are.
So these are simply cells that kick out signals for other cells to pick up. And they do that in the form of exosomes and acellular vesicles. So what we can do is take that, filter it carefully, get rid of any viral particles and bacteria, make sure it's totally sterile. And then it can be frozen at 180 degrees below zero and kept for up to a year or two.
Oh, wow.
So that way we can ship this stuff to clinics like ours in dry ice, keeping it very cold. And then we can thaw it and give it to us intravenously. The IV exosomes are very, very good. Again, it's a messenger RNA thing. The exosomes are sending messages to all of your own cells saying, heal, grow, repair, because these exosomes are coming from baby stem cells.
Okay, healthy baby.
Healthy
stem
baby,
cells.
And their whole method is grow big, grow strong. You're okay. A little tiny baby. You got to grow fast, get big. And so those are the messages they put in our cells. And it says, hey, Dr. Mixon, you're old and creaky. Yeah. Let's heal and repair.
Heal, repair. Get better as opposed to kill, yes, which is what the zombie cells say.
So first, okay. I kill my zombies.
Okay, get rid of the zombies. So
yes, I reduce the zombie population in my body first. Then I add the exosomes a week or so later.
Okay.
So that I get rid of the stuff that is slowing my healing, and then I add the stuff to enhance my growth and healing and repair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a great 1-2 punch. Now, the zombie treatment is very cheap. Like I said, about $250. The compounding pharmacy, by the way, makes up that medication for us. And let me point out that even there, you're saving a lot. The first time I got this treatment, I bought the medication from Big Pharma at the drugstore. And it cost me $2,600 for 9 days of therapy.
Wow.
On the other hand, Brandon over at the Paramount Pharmacy, he'll make it for us for $250.
Huge difference
Yeah, so over a 90% reduction in cost by getting it from the compounded pharmacy. So, yeah, I strongly suggest we do it through the compounding. But, hey, you really want to blow a couple, three grand from
the
big pharma, go for it, you know. Yeah. And so a fair number of people are doing that just because it makes good sense, it's straightforward, it's inexpensive. The exosomes are a different issue. You know, the exosomes require starting an intravenous line. There's a lot more supplies. We've got to get the staff in doing a lot of stuff, monitoring it. And then the exosomes themselves are quite pricey. So we're looking at something about $4,500 a pop for the exosome therapies.
Okay. And is that for the full therapy, for that full, like you had said, you were on for 10 days, or was it, days, 9 weeks?
No, that's 9 days over 3 weeks is the senescent cell.
Senescent cell therapy.
That's okay. The fast, easy, cheap one.
Okay.
The exosomes, they flow in 15 minutes.
Okay.
We just start an IV, we squirt them in the bottle, we run the bottle into you, 10, 15 minutes, that's taken care of. The bother there is the pocketbook hit. It's about $4,500 a pop.
Got it. Okay.
Now, that's far better than stem cells. Okay. If you wanted newborn stem cells, which you can get from Dr. Reardon down in Panama, it's about $30,000.
Oh, okay.
You got to fly to Panama. You take a week out of your time and $30,000 out of your bank account.
Wow. And I don't
think I'd rather take an extra 30 minutes at the clinic and $4,500 instead of $30,000.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I can get treated a whole lot more with the exosomes than I can afford with the stem cells.
Yeah, it makes so much more sense when you explain it all.
Yeah.
And I love that. And that was the exosomes, and we also talked about the senescent cells.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Woo! Lots of advancements and things coming, and they're not so far in the future.
Well, actually, those things are already here.
They're already here.
We're doing those and been doing them for a couple of years.
And they're researching, they're studying, and we're gearing up to get that soon. So that is exciting. Something to look out for. Okay, we are in our number two of a special edition of Longevity Medical, Leading Edge Medicine from Longevity Medical Clinic. We invite you to stay tuned. We have some past phone calls we're going to feature here and a special guest coming into the studio, so don't go away. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Stay tuned.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful. It's too beautiful.
We're here. We're glad you're here, and it's wonderful that you're here. This is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. We've got a full house today. I love this, and it is that time of year. It's starting to get cooler. We all wore little jackets in today to work. So.
That's right. You have your little jacket on.
He has his jacket on. You didn't take it off. I always take mine. I'm always layering up. So there you go. Let's go to Mount Lake Terrace. We got a caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Actually, I'm doing fine. I think I was one of those people that got over this nasty bug that's going around. And you're leading my question, really. I want to dig a little deeper into that, into the immune system response. So I know that there's two sets of antibodies there, the innate and adaptive, and that innate T cell collection can mark, destroy, and then theoretically protect in the future against that particular antigen. Am I correct in that? The T cells have that set of T cells have the memory of whatever you've been infected with. So if it comes along again, you have that protection.
Yeah, the two branches of immunity are the B cells and the T cells, and the B cells produce antibody, and that's what our new messenger RNA vaccines do. Is they stimulate B cell production. And you make antibody, which whenever the virus enters the system, the antibody swarms it and inactivates the virus directly. The T cells are often referred to as memory cells. And so, yes, when you get infected, you also stimulate the T cell production, and they mark the antigens. And they're a little wider spread. They mark a wider subset of antigens than the B cells do. So there's a lot of cross-reactivity in the T cell system against, for instance, coronaviruses instead of just this one coronavirus. So they hit the primary coronavirus really hard, but other coronaviruses are also covered to some degree. The difference is that the T cells don't produce antibody that inactivate the virus. They enter the system a little further down. A virus comes in, it infects a cell, and that cell is then taken over and starts manufacturing more viral particles. The T cells, when they see the abnormal function of that cell, they actually ramp up and go out to kill the cell. So their job is to kill infected cells before they can generate more virus to spread it through your system. So it's a two-layer defense. The antibody goes directly after the virus to keep you from getting infected. The T cell immunity goes after the infected cells to kill them so they don't make more virus.
Okay, so the LabCorp antibody test, are they then looking for that B cell component?
Yes, they're looking at the antibodies produced by the B cells. They don't actually measure the B cells. They're measuring the amount of antibody that was produced.
Can that be specific for this particular antibody, or is it more generalized?
The antibody produced by the vaccine is to a specific component of the spike protein. Okay,
right. So I'm not interested in that.
Right. Now, if you get infected by the actual virus, you may make protection against multiple aspects of this virus. Okay, there's a lot of areas of the virus that are not covered by the vaccine.
Right.
And that's probably part of why people that have been infected and recovered now have the capacity to be better protected than those of us that have been vaccinated, because you don't just make antibody to the virus, to the spike protein, and your T cell immunity doesn't just make protection to the spike protein. It's responding to the virus in toto. And so there's probably a lot more aspects of that virus that are covered in people that have actually been infected.
Yeah, the analogy that I heard was that what you just described is something that can recognize the face, whereas the vaccine recognizes the pimple on the nose.
Something like that, yeah. That's not a bad analogy.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking that now.
So, you know, that's so the vaccine, I think, is a good thing, but it doesn't eradicate the virus. And what really will slow down the viral epidemics and pandemics is when enough people have actually been infected. Because, again, the virus is going to mutate. And sooner or later, we're going to get a version of that virus in which that specific area of the spike protein has been changed enough that the antibodies from the immunization aren't going to recognize it. And over time, that B cell immunity, the antibody production, it wanes. It goes down. You are not as well protected 6 months up the road as you were 1 month after you got your shots. And, and in us older folks, we don't make as much antibody to start with. You know, someone in their 60s or 70s only produces about one fifth as much antibody as somebody in their 20s. And so, you know, when I got my shots, I got pretty good protection, but I did not get anywhere near as much protection as a younger man would have gotten. And now it's been 6-7 months down the road since my shots. My older immune system is not as competent as it was, and so I'm probably losing my antibodies faster. And that's why my choices are, do I want to go catch COVID or do I want to get a booster? Well, in my mid-70s, it's safer for me to get a booster than it is for me to go out and catch COVID. So, you know.
There you
go. For me, it's 1 month to the day since the onset of symptoms. And so I'm considering the LabCorp antibody test, but I'm just wondering what it's going to tell me.
It's going to tell you how much antibody you have, and where you are now. And the interesting thing is, how much antibody will you have in 6 or 8 months?
Well, you can always test again and find out.
That's right. You can.
There you go. Hey, Terry, okay. I hope that helped you out.
Thanks. It sure does. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Right now, headed south to Olympia, we have Eddie on the line with another vaccine question. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. If the politicians find out how good I feel, they're going to find a way to tax it. So let's keep it a secret, Trix. You, me, and a few thousand other people.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay. That's great. I was calling about a Lupron shot.
Okay, what about Lupron?
What kind of harm it can do to me?
Well, Lupron is basically going to put you into male menopause. It's going to shut down your production of all the sex hormones. And the good news is, if you have a androgen-sensitive prostate cancer, which is the most common reason for men to get Lupron, it will basically lower your androgen levels, your testosterone, your dehydroepiandrosterone levels low enough that the prostate cancer won't be able to respond to them anymore and will slow its growth or even cause it to shrink for a while. So that's all the good news. The downside of Lupron is that it sets you up for potential osteoporosis. Your memory will probably go, your verbal abilities will go down, mood declines, depression becomes a significant risk in men on Lupron. So, you know, you just may not feel as good. You may lose a lot of drive, energy, stress tolerance. You may find yourself a little more at urge to weep over chick flicks, that sort of thing. But, if it's that, or let the tumor continue to grow, well, you know, sometimes you don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, well, it's not growing that fast. I did a CT scan, and everything was good. Uh-huh. I did a bone scan, and everything was good.
Okay. What's your PSA?
2.2.
Okay, and that's how long after your surgery?
7 years.
Okay. And do you know what your PSA was a year ago?
I think it was 2.1. It keeps going like 1 every year.
Okay. Yeah, that's the rate of growth, you got two good news and bad news. And I understand why they're recommending the Lupron, and the fact that you're calling about it tells me you're probably a little nervous about whether you want to take it or not. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm reading between the lines correctly here. All right. Generally, if your PSA doubles in less than a year, that's a very bad sign. That means this tumor is growing fast and has a high probability of killing you eventually. On the other hand, if it's only growing from 2.1 to 2.2 in a year, that's very slow growth. Now, the bad news is the fact that you have a PSA after therapy tells me that you got metastatic disease. That cancer is not in your prostate anymore. That cancer has spread out into the rest of your body. That's the bad news. And that's why your doctor is looking at Lupron. He's hoping that this metastatic tumor is still androgen sensitive. Okay. Now, the reason I say that is because there are two forms of prostate cancer, the androgen sensitive and the androgen insensitive. Androgen resistant or androgen insensitive tumors, those that do not respond to testosterone levels, grow much faster. They spread faster and further, and they're far more likely to kill you. So if you're going to have a prostate cancer, you're far better to have one that is sensitive to testosterone levels. Okay. The fact that this is growing so slowly is reassuring. That's the good news. Just from the sound of your voice, I'm going to guess you are a man of some significantly mature years. I'm going to guess, you know, closer to 80 than 70. Am I right or 74. Wrong?
74.
Okay. So you're closer to 70 than 80. I was wrong. You're my age. You're just a kid.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Because again, the younger you are, the more likely you are to benefit from the Lupron. If you were in your mid-80s, I'd say you're far more likely to die of heart attacks and strokes than of that cancer. Okay. In your mid-70s, you're somewhere in between, okay? If you were in your 50s and 60s, I'd say take the Lupron. In your 70s, iffy. Maybe it'll help, maybe it won't. Right now, it's growing pretty slow. This is one of those individual choices where any choice you make can be criticized by good doctors. Taking the Lupron, doctors can criticize you. And not taking it, they can criticize you. So whatever you do is both right and wrong, depending on who you're talking to. So I can't tell you for sure. Personally, I need my strength, my energy, my stress tolerance. I'm nowhere near ready to quiet down or retire and take it easy. So I'd probably hang on until that PSA got over 3 or 4 anyway. But that's me. And that may or may not be the right decision for you.
Right, but then the risk is that the disease is spread.
I was thinking on the same level, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, we're going to take a quick break. I hope that helped you. We can come back.
Yes, it did.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to take a quick break. We're back in just a moment. Stay close.
After I started on Dr. Mixon's program, your energy level just booms, and the mood leveling out was so important. Your quality of life just is transformed. I am so grateful to Longevity and Dr. Mixon's program.
Medicine. We're glad you're here on this holiday weekend. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and we pulled Howie in back into the studio. I love that. Thank you, Howie, for spending your holiday weekend with us.
He got tired of shopping and the talk about whatever Black Friday meant.
I think it was the turkey leftovers. He was ready for something new.
Hey, do you watch football?
Occasionally, yeah. Watch it, I coach it,
Okay, so I live it, I sleep it, I eat it, I drink it.
One season of the year, it's everything I do.
And this is probably a very important weekend, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is,
Big weekend, big absolutely.
One. Yeah, so Howie, thank you for coming back.
Yeah,
and you know, you've been instrumental in the clinics as an advocate, and you've helped a lot of people navigate their journey because, you know, you go to a new clinic, you don't know what to expect.
Right,
you don't know what they're going to tell you. And yes, we talk on the radio and people may have listened to us, but then some of our patients actually come by referral from our current patients. Mm-hmm. And they may not know much about us. I always tell them, if you're going to send somebody, make sure they've heard us on the radio show before or listen to our podcast, because it just makes it a little bit easier for them to understand what we're all about. But as you help them navigate their journey, walk us through what they can expect and how you integrate Bella Medica into the clinic.
Yeah, Bella Medica. I think Bella Medica is an amazing complement to longevity. I think it's
sure is.
Well,
yes.
I think that they complement one another.
Yeah.
And really, for me, again, all of the people that I see come in for a health analysis.
Right.
But during that process, there's an opportunity for, you know, we start to talk about more than just
about them. Yeah. Yeah.
But their aesthetics and things that their areas that they would like to improve beyond internal. And
right.
So whether it's, you know, hair or their skin or wrinkles and things. So it gives me a great opportunity to say, hey, are you familiar with Bella Medica?
Right.
And most of the time I get I've heard of that.
Yeah, tell me more.
But exactly.
Tell me more.
But occasionally I get that one person who's like, no, what's Bella Medica? And it's like, oh, and you get to talk about, again, the compliment. You know, you want to look, you want to feel good.
Yeah.
And when you feel good, you also want to look good.
Right.
Those just kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we go to the gym, right?
There you go.
So, it gives
we
me
go shopping, Dr. Yuma.
I know, that's what
that's
I was
what
thinking.
We're trying
I said,
to be
where
honest
am I,
here.
Though?
Yeah, so we would be going shopping to look better. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Right.
Right. Got it. Perfect. So we go shopping.
I think you should.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, the whole purpose here is, again, as people are feeling better, mm-hmm. they want to start taking the next steps. And those next steps sometimes involve or include Bella Medica and the services that we offer. So I get the opportunity not only to talk about Bella Medica, but then I get to introduce them to like Anne-Marie and Farzani, who are phenomenal. Like,
yeah.
I just, every day that I walk in the office and I see them, my day is brightened immensely. Farzani always is smiling and so happy to see me. Anne-Marie is always so nice.
Oh, yes.
Asks, how's your day and how's your family? It's like going and, you know, seeing your extended family.
It's really
amazing. Yeah.
No, I completely agree with you. And then I heard a story recently, actually from a patient, and they told me of how appreciative they were to you because you not only helped them navigate the health analysis appointment, but you actually got them hooked on Bella Medica.
Well, there you go.
Are they thanking me?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
Wow. That's
great. In fact, I won't give it all away. I'll let you tell the story. But the lady was looking for a particular treatment. And when she called another clinic, they were rude.
Oh.
And she now drives a long way, but she's just happy.
Yeah.
And she loves what she's gotten. So mm-hmm. I'll let you talk about how you help integrate the two.
Well, again, I'll real quickly, it's very easy because when I do talk with patients or people or customers that are coming in and hand them off to Anne-Marie and Farzaneh. I know what they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, it's almost like a deal sealer just in that, because they're amazing.
I know. And then the thing is that if somebody's in the clinic and, you know, one of the master aestheticians has a free second, you can actually grab them right then and there. And they're so happy to help out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it because I've done that many a time. If I'm doing a treatment for a patient, and then I need, you know, patient asks me about, oh, hey, you know, I want to do this radio frequency or the microneedling. And I go out of the room and I go, okay, who's around? And I grab them for a second and they just make that instant connection. Oh, I'll be happy to take care. You know, it just resonates through the clinic. And if they are available, they're really glad to do whatever it is
absolutely
needed at that same visit so that we can save the patient another visit time. Now, may not be able to offer a treatment right then and there, but we can certainly do a quick consult. We can do a test pod. We can start them on skincare and, you know, we can get them going on their journey.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And this may be the same person we're talking about, but that happened. I had a lady who had come in for a health analysis. And through the course of our conversation, she'd mentioned that she was interested in some of our Bellamedica procedures. And I said, oh, well, I said, we can just get you a free consultation. You know, we can schedule that as quickly as possible. And so after the health analysis, which, by the way, she also did the blood draw.
Yeah, she became a patient.
Okay,
she's a patient, too, now.
Yes.
And she's told it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she did that. And then I was able to go out, and Farzaneh was at her desk. And I said, Farzaneh, here's this person. She's interested in this. Do you have a few minutes? And instantly. Took her right away. And they, matter of fact, I think she actually had some treatment done that day.
She had a test spot.
Oh, okay, a test spot.
Perfect.
But it was just the perfect timing.
Yeah.
So the
stars were aligned, Howie.
Right. It doesn't always happen.
But
and again, I mean, being a patient of longevity myself and being in there, I've had Bellamedica procedures done too.
So I like it. Can we ask you? Oh, wait, we're on the radio. I just did. can you share some of your experience of how you've seen your health change or maybe one of your procedures?
Oh, a little bit of, I mean, obviously a little bit of
maybe health, just a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, from a health perspective, it's all in the numbers, right? So as you get those, your blood draws and you get those results back, you can see the progress. And that's the most exciting thing for me, because I know where I want to go. So when I come in and I see the numbers and it's reflective of the work that I'm doing, that just makes me want to do it more. And so,
you know, you're new to us. So yes, you do see the change and you remember, you know, from last time to this time. Mm-hmm. Recently, I was showing labs to a patient, a couple actually that have been with us for longer than I've been with the company. And we were looking at their numbers in the green, yellow, red zones. Mm-hmm. I was just so heartwarming to look at things and go, you know, do you remember this? When you came in, this is what your level was. That cholesterol was higher, sugar was higher, hormone levels were lower. And now, more than 10 years later, they've actually reversed it. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they need a little additional help from supplements or medications, and sometimes they don't. But the point is that their cholesterol 11 years later is lower now than when they came in.
Wow.
Their sugar 11 years later is lower now than when they come in. Mm. They're looking great. They're walking tall. They're 10, 11 years older. So, you know, regardless of when they started, we're now a decade later into the game. And they're talking to me about their kids and their grandkids. Mm. And then the other day, this 80-year-old gentleman says, my daughter's 60 and she needs to come in and see you now, you know? So these are referrals after personal experiences. And to me, that's the heartwarming thing. It now becomes a family issue.
Right.
And you get to know, you've already gotten to know a little bit about them after having taken care of them for so long.
Yeah.
And now they're not just bringing their loved ones, they're telling their friends, they're telling their neighbors, and they're bringing them in. And then Bellamedica is another arm that helps them be more confident in their own skin.
Yes.
10, 11 years later.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's so nice. Then they say, hey, I need something. This bothers me. What can Bellamedica offer?
Yeah.
And I've never had those conversations before. Now, most of these people are lean and have muscle mass and are taking care of themselves. But you get wrinkles, you get hyperpigmentation, you have a little area that you can't get rid of no matter how much weights you're lifting. And if Bellamedic can help get rid of that, and if it can improve your self-confidence, it doesn't have to be for anybody. It has to be for you. And when you look in the mirror and you have this smile on your face because you like what you see, that's what it's about. Mission accomplished.
Well, and you're talking about 10 and 11 years. You know, you're talking about a relationship. You're
not, yes.
And right. beyond, even beyond a doctor-patient relationship, there's history there, which sure is phenomenal is. Because you're starting to, you know, and that's one of the things that I appreciate the most about longevity and about Bellamedica is it's not just about what we do. It's about the relationship that we foster with our patients.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you earn the right to give advice on certain things over time.
Right.
And there's a trust level that's established. And that's, you're talking about, well, what can you guys do in this arena? What can you do to help me with this? That's where, you know, Bellamedica, here are some great opportunities. So real quickly, I'll just tell you, I had, you know, not unlike a lot of people my age, got some tattoos when I was younger that, not that I'm getting rid of them by any means, but want to clean up. And there's a couple, and so I've had some tattoo removal done. My experience was really good, really positive. I'm actually going to do some further treatment here now that we're out of the sunny months.
Oh,
The next 9 months of non-sunniness.
That's right.
Hello. Sadly, don't remind us.
But I've had that done. And that was, again, Anne-Marie helped me with that and did a great job. And so I'll continue to do that. And then some other, you know, just minor. I mean, you probably don't hear a lot about it, but men, like you said, we're concerned with our image as well. And so I had Dr. Umat do a Dysport, a couple injections in my, you know, in my talus and in my forehead.
Face, eyes. And so people who are not familiar with that, if I may, with your permission,
100%.
Howie, it's a neuromodulator similar to Botox.
Oh, okay.
So what it helps with is fine lines. It helps reduce lines in between the eyebrows.
And he doesn't have any up there.
That's the whole reason.
Okay.
And we
rest our case. Thank you, Lynette.
Yeah. That's why we do what we do.
All the secrets.
Oh, love it. Oh.
Anyway, it's amazing.
All right. When you schedule like your free health analysis appointment, you are at Longevity Medical Clinic. You're going to most likely see Howie.
Kirkland.
That's right. Absolutely. In the Kirkland office. So thank you for coming on the show again. I loved having you last hour and this hour and finding out as much as we can about you and what you do here.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
I wish you just were more passionate about you and Dr. Umat. Like this one. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay close.
The aging process is not easy. It is just not something you can stop, but you can certainly feel a lot better along the way and not have as many of the symptoms that people think is normal when they aren't. And that's what longevity will do for you. As far as longevity goes, it is as close as you're going to get to the fountain of youth.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samiri Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and again, special thanks to Howie, one of our health advocates.
Yeah.
And I love how he was joining Longevity Medical Clinic. to Bella Medica. I love how he works with both. He's
Howie. Yeah, and he's really been wonderful. And then the introductions he's made, like he was saying, you know, and then our master esthetician was able to take the patient back and get the patient started right away. And the patient had come for a health analysis appointment.
I love that, yes. And then all of a sudden she's getting beauty treatments too. So,
right.
And
right.
is very happy. And yeah. it's because of people like Howie that
That's
can
right.
Make it make sense and build the client. And then
that's
the
right.
longevity clients over to
you know, everybody at the clinic wants our patients, all our staff want the patients to do better that, you know,
to be successful.
Absolutely. To be successful. Yes. And so when we get an idea of they're looking for another service, the team will really make every effort to make it possible for them so that they can go from A to B, like, you know, combining blood draws or making sure that PRP is done on time or whatever it is that is needed, or skincare products mm-hmm. or whatever. So the team really is very, knowledgeable about how to make that happen for them very quickly. And we have seen that a lot of times when people do start feeling better, they are asking more questions about Bella Medica. And more so lately, I'm seeing Bella Medica patients are starting to ask about the
longevity.
Clinic.
Yes, it
They're
goes hand in hand. It
what do
does.
You do there? And so, yeah. and especially our hair program, we've been very, very successful in the hair program and great, you know, great testimonials.
One of the things too that I'm finding, people have learned about the websites
yeah.
and the apps you can download from the websites mm-hmm. so that people can hear this program from anywhere on planet Earth. If
right.
they've got Wi-Fi or a decent cell phone, they can actually listen to this program from the East Coast. I was chatting with a lady who has been listening to us from Florida.
Yes.
And she and several of her friends now want to come to the clinic because of this show.
Yeah.
From the other side of the country.
That's so exciting.
And I was sitting having breakfast with her and her son. And people on either side of us in the restaurant overheard our conversations.
Uh-huh.
And they both started asking her questions.
That's how it starts.
Yes. Well,
you know, this is part of what we're looking at for longevity in Bella Medica.
Oh, yeah.
Is Bella Medica is growing up, and it is getting closer to the point where it needs to be in its own space.
Yeah.
So we're looking at finding a space out of the clinic for Bella Medica. Now, Dr. Umat is hoping that I will also relocate the clinic at the same time, someplace very close to Bella Medica, so she can keep running both of them.
Okay. Hey, I have my wish list. I have my fingers crossed.
I know.
And it makes perfect sense
Except
to do it this way.
Yes, it, and it does. It
Bella Medica helicopter?
Yeah, if cost was no object, yes.
There you go.
But by the time, you know, they...
There's no harm in dreaming. Every time I have dreamed of something, no, we've made it possible.
You had to dream me up a way to get, you know, best part of $1 million in tenant improvements.
You've been doing very well. You've been doing great, actually. We're in great hands. We're in great hands.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
That's exciting, the future
well,
of longevity and Bella Medica.
So my goal here is we're trying to promote Bella Medica. I want to get Bella Medica standing on its own feet financially so that I can move it out into its own space. Okay. The clinic, I'm going to spend 2022 of tuning it up and getting it ready to roll out as a national program in 23.
Yeah, very exciting. Oh, my gosh.
And so sometime in 22, we want to move Bella Medica out. We may be able to take the clinic with it. That'll depend on how much money I can borrow. And,
it's the vision. It's the vision.
I know. I just don't want the vision to get me into bankruptcy. So,
no.
Never that. Never that.
Because that's what we call a mirage, not a vision.
We're talking vision. No mirage.
In, right. In business, we try to avoid mirages.
Yes. That's funny. Yes.
So
that's exciting.
But that's the hope is that, and one of the things I want as a national program is I want a satellite clinic. I want one here.
Mm-hmm.
I want one in Texas or Florida, and then probably one up in the Carolinas.
Okay. What about Hawaii?
I was thinking Hawaii too.
Population is too small.
Oh, okay.
Now, if we could, instead of doing the Carolinas or Florida, do one down in the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands. Because you've got that big East Coast dense population.
Yes.
For which a hop down to the Bahamas is every bit as easy as a hop to Florida.
Yeah. Yes. Well, a lot of those people do have a hop in Florida as well. Mm-hmm. And they kind of migrate during winter and go back during summer.
But I want a doctor in one of those areas so they can write growth hormone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because we do have patients that would really benefit from growth hormone, but I don't dare have any of my doctors write it in this state. And so being in one of the free states where they actually follow the law and the science.
Go figure.
Yeah. We'll be able to get our patients that really need it. We'll have to take a trip down there, and then that doctor will follow their growth hormone telemedicine from a state where it is typically used.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exciting stuff.
Yeah. So that's one of my real desires. But I think that's in 23.
Okay. Right?
That's not a 22 project. So I kind of got a step thing.
Yeah.
But,
You've been doing it right since 1998. Yeah. So, 24
years. Bigger and better and, you know, and growing. And now I've got the other companies and
Bella Medica is coming up. No longer a preteen.
That's right.
Definitely a teenager now. Yeah. 15 years.
Yep. So, you know, I think it's going to do very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, you know, one step at a time. So, Bella Medica, Longevity, both going to be growing, hopefully relocating to a new facility next year. And then the following year, the national rollout.
There you go.
Yes.
But don't panic.
So excited.
We will let you know where we move before we move.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to have
Well, that'll be because the new spot will have the television studio and we'll be able to do the video and audio and roll it out as podcasts and, you know, that streaming and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
and then,
so,
then
so
everybody
exciting.
Will be able to see Dr. Umat shake her bangles and dance.
I know.
Yeah.
She does that for us every week. Not.
You guys have been talking about it for so long.
Well, we were in the dreaming stage.
Yeah.
So we were still continuing.
Visionary stage.
But I love what you said, Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat, about a step. You know, this is our dream. This is our goal. And that's how it is for us. Too, it should be.
Yeah.
As humans, as people, and we all have goals, we have dreams, and hopefully your goals are to be a better you somehow in the future, which is where Longevity and Bella Medica come in, which is why we have that health analysis, the free consultation to come in and join us and take that first step to work with you, of course, the doctors at Longevity, the master aestheticians at Bella Medica, together can work together and get you where you want to be. Now, it's not going to happen next week or next month, but in a year,
you
could be. It is a project. You could be stronger, faster, leaner,
smarter,
and sexier.
Oh, yeah. By 2022 at this time or 2023 down the road. But it takes a plan. And you know what? So many people are like, okay, you know what? I'll just start in the new year. No. Why not start right now so that when everyone else is making their New Year's resolutions, you'll be living your New Year's resolutions. So get on our website, lmclinic.com, or go and make a phone call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG, or go to the clinic, lmclinic.com, and start now that we're officially into the holiday season, and come in for that free consultation. We call it a free health analysis appointment, which will involve a couple of tests, a blood test, and an in-body test. I have done these twice. They are not scary. I can do it. You can do it. You'll meet with a health advocate, perhaps like Howie, who we had on the show. He'll explain all of the medical stuff to you so you can understand what you are facing now, health-wise, and what you could be facing down the road. You make those decisions then to perhaps take that bigger blood panel. And Dr. Umat, that's just more tests for hormones, thyroid, and all sorts of fancy big words I can't remember.
Metabolic panel, blood counts, lipid
profile.
Homocysteine, complement reactive proteins.
Yes.
All of those things to find out what you could be facing and get you on the road to slowing down. that aging process. Hey, our time has run out today. We thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, Howie, for coming in. And I hope you've enjoyed this show. It was pre-recorded. We'll be back live next week. And I hope you will join us as well for Leading Edge Medicine. In the meantime, go to our website and sign up for your free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com or call us at 1-866-86-YOUNG. You have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be back live next week. Have a great day.